Next patient is Rafael, R-A-F-A-E-L, Martinez, M-A-R-T-I-N-E-S, N-E-S. This is a 78-year-old gentleman who's being certified for hospice at this time, period. Patient has history of vascular hospice diagnosis of vascular dementia with tremendous behavioral issues, period. Patient's comorbidities include gastroesophageal reflux, esophagitis, depression, anxiety, aphasia, bed confinement, and history of falls, period. Since last certification, patient has now has a stage 3 sacral ulcer, which patient will never heal given her very little appetite, protein calorie amount, severe protein calorie malnutrition, and weight loss of 3.5 pounds since last certification, period. Patient also has recurrent urinary tract infections related to lack of fluid intake, as well as prostate hyperplasia and overall immune system demise, period. Patient is now aphasic. He's totally bed confined. Also has issues with aspiration, with taking any type of food. He is not oriented. He cannot speak, no longer speak. He sleeps up to 20 hours a day. Increased generalized weakness and fatigue, severe muscle, lower extremity, and temporal wasting. Patient lives with his wife, who would like to keep her husband at home till he passes away, and requires hospice care for this bedbound patient to change his position and to help with the total ADL dependency, as well as bowel and bladder incontinent and dressing changes regarding sacral ulceration, period. Patient has a KPS score of 40%. Appetite has been diminished to the point that he's now eating 10% or less of his meals. The weight loss is inevitable. And the wound is being treated twice a week, but healing is almost impossible given his current status, protein and calorie malnutrition, and his lack of intake to help promote any type of wound healing. Patient remains hospice appropriate and definitely has progressed in his disease process since last certification. Thank you.